Well, I think we've got to get our minds right about the kind of work. You know, typically, I as you're saying, you never sit around as parents and say, boy, my goal for my kid is to grow up and be an air conditioner repairman.
Right.
It was always to get a degree and become, like you said, a lawyer or whatever. And the trouble is, sadly, we had too many kids go into professions of which there was just no demand, no market for it, and certainly no value placed on it. So I think it's a realignment of values. What do you really want for your kids, and what do you teach them? And it's about saying, if you want financial independence, there are lots of alternatives.
Right. So, you know, when you're growing up, ideally your parents teach you to, one, be financially responsible, two, you know, pay your bills, you know, support your family, pay your taxes, you know, do your duty. Don't be on the take from the government.
Yeah, contribute.
Yeah, contribute. Well, if you get a degree in Greek studies, I'm not sure how much you can contribute. You know, you get a degree in, I think University of Connecticut has a degree. You got a bachelor's degree and a master's degree in puppetry. You know,
yep,
I'm not
that's
sure.
True. I talk about that one all the time.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much that can contribute, but like you said, a reevaluation of values, what we need to do, and then what is, you know, is having, being financially responsible, having money in the bank, paying your bills, seems to me to be better than having a whole bunch of debt and looking like you have money when you really don't.
Well, and the cost that you brought up earlier, just of the education alone, the average college graduate right now, the average comes out with $30,000 in student loan debt, and that's one of the things that's crippling that generation from being able to buy a house, being able to buy a car. You ain't never getting out of that student loan debt. You're going to have to pay it off, period. And that's not near the cost of most blue-collar trade jobs. Is that right?
Correct. I think I saw where college degrees, college tuition has gone up fivefold. I think over the last 10 years, maybe.
Yep.
But the jobs that they're getting have not gone up almost at all. And so you can come out and do almost any kind of work now, blue-collar, with very little education, that starts in the $30,000 to $50,000 range and up from there. You know, one of the other advantages that I try to help a lot of business owners with is how to get that business, how to manage other people with you so you can actually run a crew of blue-collar guys and become, you know, a service-based business that, it, one, is in need a lot, but two, a lot of guys don't know how to focus on how to do the marketing, how to lead a group of people, and obviously how to do the financing, so how to run your finances as a business. So there's a gap right there. Guys that want to do blue-collar work but really don't know how to grow it from the one two-man operation.